Biggest show coming to town this week brought to us by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. And by Starwood Motors. We've got six good candidates this week. Let's run through the list and vote on which we think is the biggest coming to town. And it starts tonight. Candidate number one at the American Airlines Center, Eric Clapton.
Oh, that's right. Spare.
The 19th already.
Oh, God. He'll never do anything.
Yeah. Slowhand is now 67 years old.
Yeah, and stupid.
You guys ever seen him tonight? No, never seen him.
I haven't either. And I remember a few weeks back thinking, I need to make plans to be there because he's not going to tour too many more times, is he?
You wouldn't think so. He's greatness, yes.
I'll go with you, George.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's right next door here. Couldn't we sneak in?
Sleep, yeah.
She puts on a makeup.
So really, when you think about it, he's probably right now about a mile away from us in one of these fancy hotels.
Could be right across the street.
I'd say across the street, yeah.
I think he's doing I-93 right now.
There's
not.
No way. You think he's at the W?
Yeah.
Not the mansion? Not Crescent? The Ritz?
Well, could. Could be. Where does he
Any buses down in the parking lot? I mean, he's not in there, but his band may be.
Right. Where does
yeah, there's an Econoline van parked out there.
Yeah. Yeah, the big white van.
Yeah.
Where does he rank among guitar players?
Top five? Top ten?
In terms of legend, he's got to be maybe a top 10, top 15. In terms
yeah,
of pure
legend.
Ability.
Hey, there's a lot of like guys who aren't famous who are much better than Clapton.
Sure, but I'm talking about just legendary.
Yeah
absolutely.
Legendary.
He's got to be a top 10.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What?
Say he's not as good as Timmons.
Who?
Andy Timmons, the guy you're always pumping up, and you gave me an instructional video.
I don't
video.
Even know who Andy Timmons is.
Dude, if you're not Timmons, you're not anything.
Nobody ever said that.
Andy created some great music with the great George Harrison, so I'm a big Eric Clapton fan.
They were good friends.
Yeah.
Shared a wife.
Yeah. And well, George was fine with it.
It was...
She kind of ran off with him and...
She ran off with Clapton, right?
Yeah.
George's...
Patty.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's kind of tense.
That's what Layla was written about, right?
And they still and they stayed friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Eric Clapton was walking with George Harrison in the garden, in Harrison's garden, when Harrison started playing Here Comes the Sun and first figured out that little lick.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whatever happened to George Harrison? We don't hear too much about him.
Talked about him on his what would have been his 70th birthday the other day.
What do you mean, what would have been? Instead
no
of 68?
It was a very sad day in December of 2001. Actually, November 30th, I guess it was.
Eric Clapton's official title is Eric Clapton CBE, Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire. He has been bestowed that
so
honor.
So haughty.
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday night at the American Airlines Center, Maroon 5.
Also a fan. I like these guys.
Why?
Sue me.
You a fan of this
They write
one?
Catchy songs. Yeah, I think this is a catchy song.
Do we have to sue you?
Sean Bass is about to, and all other hipsters are about to sue me.
Oh, go
Danny,
on!
Danny over
Charlie.
There.
My name's Charlie, first of
He's
all.
He's launching a lawsuit. I think he's got a good voice. I think they have good grooves.
Oh,
I know you got to be a girl to like him, but
total please.
Cat's obsessed with him.
Yeah, totally.
He's put a bounty
out
on Adam Levine.
Whoa!
Okay,
hey, we liked it.
I think.
Yeah, it's a clean version. Okay. Okay.
Oh,
we have access to their playlist.
Oh,
yeah. Really?
Not easily, but yeah, I can get stuff from there.
Shut up, Danny. How many of the 20-something girls who love this song and dance to it in nightclubs everywhere have any idea who Jagger is?
I know him from the old 14 Edge days, don't they?
Not that Jagger.
Mm. We knew this day would come. We knew it all along.
This wasn't Edge. Who did he work for?
Yeah, it was Edge and several other stations, I believe.
It's a tough one, pal.
No one heard him after he left the Edge.
Nothing wrong with Maroon 5. There, I said it.
Yeah, everything's wrong with him.
Lock it.
They're sold out.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And the vote is going to be a controversial vote here.
Get
in a
to
few
the
minutes.
Course. And when the deadline comes, I'll have to go. It's not near as good as Dylan.
All right, candidate number three. Thursday night as well at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. Yes.
Yes.
Marv Albert's favorite band.
Yes. Going.
I used to love this song, boy. Me too.
Screaming goat.
So many great sounds in this song.
Yeah.
Not that.
What do I always talk about?
What do you always talk about? Oh, you always talk about the snare in this drum?
Yeah, and like that real tight little. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess it's not a piccolo.
I was thinking
snare.
That the guitar effects are really good too. You got a distorted one and then you get that real clear sound. Great bass line too.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sounds kind of dumb to me.
All right, Danny.
Stop it.
Go away, Danny.
Charlie.
Man, this is a pretty big week, isn't it?
God. I could have written this song 200 times.
You know what? They
decided
are,
not to.
It looks like they're still pretty much most of the original members.
Still putting out music?
Let's hope not.
No, would be the answer to that.
Good.
Not yes. Although there is no John Anderson, so that hurts.
Yeah. Oh, God, looks like
golly, man. They
put distortion on bass.
Turnover.
Don't put distortion on bass.
I thought this song was all overrated.
Wow.
Back to you.
She's too busy. Yeah, this is just
too
okay.
Fast of a bass line.
Yeah, just busy. It says Gordo says a very nervous song. Had to be drug inspired too. Mountains fall out of the sky and stand there.
Oh.
All right, candidate number four.
That song sounds like it should have been a Rush song. That's what that song sounds like.
Candidate four, Friday night at the Granada Theater, Jimmy Ray Vaughan.
His middle name's not Ray.
It's actually Lawrence.
Wow. So this was recorded in the 30s?
That's fine.
This Robert Johnson? Who are we listening to?
That's fine.
That's the raw, just very raw-sounding acoustic audio.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Gordon?
No name for her frown.
Singing this new song, Name Me After His Frown.
After his what?
Fabulous Thunderbirds still together?
No, I don't think so.
That chick lead singer died, didn't she?
Here we
Kim
go.
Kim Wilson?
Yeah. Guy. Come on, Gordo.
I think she's still alive.
I've been nothing dead, baby. I've been watching you for days now, baby.
So this is Tom Jones singing, is it?
You know my love will never stop.
Since they are still
sounds
together.
Like Tom Jones.
Since the Fabulous Thunderbirds are still together.
Still going?
Yeah.
Well, that's a mistake if they're still together. I ain't quit.
All right, Jimmy Vaughan, Friday night, candidate number four. Candidate five, Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth.
Oh, God.
The very controversial Randy Travis.
Oh, God. Please.
Got a few.
He needs to lay down another farm to market road and get run over this time.
Jeez. Got a few.
Let's hope he's pulling out of it.
It's a great song.
Let's hope his dad would have pulled out while back.
All right, Danny, shut up.
Beats.
You may wonder how.
Great voice. Anybody a little
wheels off.
Weirded out by this? I mean, recent mug shots out there. And
well, he's trying to mount a comeback here. Instead of a highway.
Yeah. He's stupid.
He's not stupid.
Yeah, he is.
Very talented.
Dumb.
He's had a bad couple of months.
Smells like dirt.
When did this come out?
Thursday.
80s?
Something?
90s?
83?
God.
That early?
Who cares when it came out? We only should care about when it goes away.
He's had his recent problems, but he has had 23 number one singles.
So? I could have done that, just decided against it because they didn't want to sell out.
This is a mastered re-recording of the song.
Really? Yeah. Well, the digital version really brings out some of the hidden artifacts.
He's a backmasker himself.
He hasn't had a number one single since Three Wooden Crosses in 2002, but he did get to number two on the charts with Carrie Underwood in 2009, their duet, I Told You So.
That's what I'm talking about.
No, it was I Told You So.
Yeah. Oh, listen to it.
Let's hope he does well with that.
Why?
I don't want Randy Travis to stay down on a farm-to-market road. I want him to have a good career.
So
good
lies.
Wasn't he naked in a convenience store also?
Yeah.
Who doesn't do that?
It's in the past. He's
went in there trying to bar a cigarette. That was the only good thing he ever did in his life.
Jeez, damn.
Charlie, stop.
Candidate number six. Sunday at the Rockin' Rodeo in Denton, Chris Knight and Cody Canada. Jeez.
Oh, wow, and Cody Canada.
Mm-hmm. Could they get a worse double bill than that?
I'm a huge Chris Knight fan.
You are? Why don't you get the hell out of here then? Where my next dollar
gonna come from. Which one's this?
This is Chris Knight.
It's the one that sucks.
He's from Kentucky, but he's been, he's almost an honorary Texan. He's a big part of the, a lot of people probably think he's from Texas because he's so big here.
Who does he sound like?
Like somebody who has crap for vocals. Somebody who's stupid.
Do you good in the meantime.
Maybe somebody who's dumb. Maybe you think of that.
Danny.
It's you know, Charlie, and I'm going to hit you about the face.
Love Chris Knight. Great songwriter. Very basic, but a great lyricist.
That sounded like a backhanded compliment. Very basic.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say his songs are real complicated. His chord progressions, a lot of them are real complicated, but, man, they're great songs.
All right, let's vote. This one. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one tonight at the American Airlines Center, Eric Clapton? Candidate two Thursday at the AAC, Maroon 5. Candidate 3, Thursday at the Verizon, yes. Candidate 4, Friday at the Granada, Jimmy Vaughn. Candidate 5, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Randy Travis. Or Candidate 6, Sunday at the Rockin' Rodeo, Chris Knight and Cody Canada, George.
I think I may be there to watch Chris Knight and Cody Canada guitar pick, but I say Maroon 5 is the biggest show coming to town.
Gordo?
Slow Hand.
Sean Bass voting for Rich Phillips.
Clapton.
Jeremy.
The Clapton.
Fernando.
Eric Clapton.
Wow.
I say Eric Clapton as well.
He's the coolest show coming to town. I don't think he's the biggest.
It's close. It's very close, but the vote wasn't close. 5-1. Eric Clapton tonight, American Airlines Center, biggest show coming to town.
Well, that would be a good one. Go ask 20-year-olds on the SMU campus who's Eric Clapton.
Compared to what? Who? Kim Kardashian?
Or Maroon 5.
Oh.
Yeah, but do we care about the 20-year-old on the SMU campus?
Who's buying tickets to these concerts?
Right. I do. How hot is she?
Maroon 5 sold out. Is Clapton sold out?
But if you were to go ask the 45-year-old to name a member of Maroon 5, I'm not even sure they could name.
If
Adam
is it a
Levine.
Woman, go out in the suburbs and ask that of the housefrau, and I guarantee you they'll know
the
all about Adam Levine.
Really?
What?
Really? Really, George?
Really?
The housefrau likes Maroon 5?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know that.
Why do you think I like him?
All right, how much would you pay for a good night's sleep? That's next in the corner.